This is Making It Up As You Go Along, written by Rocking Hamburger, read by Mistborn Hero, a Ted Lasso porfic rated for teen and up audiences featuring the relationship Killy, Roy, Jamie. It is tagged for post season 3, episode 9. Jamie, I'm flattered, tart. He can have a boyfriend and a girlfriend, maybe. Jamie finishes the final half crunch of his set with ambivalence. He hit his record 3 sets ago, actually. He's been doing that all week, but he's just not that chuffed about it. From where he's sitting, he has a direct line of sight to Danny and the plank he's been doing for the past 5 minutes. Danny is cool. Hey, Danny. He watches guiltily as Danny shifts out of plank posture. Sorry, mate, you don't have to stop or nothing. I was just wondering if... It's okay, amigo. Danny is grinning and sweating as he gets to his feet. I needed to start my cardio anyway. Yeah, Jamie says distractedly, stretching his arms. I was just wondering about last week when everyone looked at me. You know, when Coach Beard said the thing about other gay people being in the team? Everyone looked at me, including you. Is that 'cause you think I'm gay? No, Danny says, beaming. To be honest, others were looking at you, so I looked at you too. Which is because you're very handsome, yes? Jamie is staring, but he shakes himself out of it when Danny claps him companionably in the back. Cheers, mate, he says absently, already eyeing Bumbercatch on the treadmill a few feet away. Thanks. Bumbercatch slows down his run a touch when Jamie steps onto the treadmill beside him. Breathing hard, he nods hello. Yo, I was just wondering, Jamie begins. When he's asked his question, Bumbercatch doesn't break his stride, just looks over with a shrug. It's not for me to decide, yeah? Bumbercatch says. Labels are just a tool for the oppressor, you know what I mean? Jamie doesn't know what he means at all, but he does get in some good cardio minutes thinking about it. Out on the pitch, Jamie decides to ask Isaac while they are stretching beside each other. Isaac, hey, do you think I'm gay? Only asking 'cause that day with Colin, some of the guys seemed to think so. I don't got a problem with it or nothing. I'm just wondering if it seems like I might be. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's something to it. Although, don't know, I do like chicks a lot, you know? They're fit as fuck. He bites his lip in thought. But people seemed so sure. Isaac stops stretching. You're talking to me about it, before you figure it out for yourself? I'm touched, bro. Isaac really does look touched, but honestly, I don't feel right making guesses about people's preferences, you know? I guessed about Colin for years, and look how that turned out. Ain't my place. Colin's overheard them. Hang on, he says. You went to Isaac about this before me? I didn't want to go to you just 'cause you're gay, man, Jamie tells him. Thought that would be offensive, didn't I? Stretching his hamstring, Colin squints the way Jamie does when he's thinking. Yeah, okay, I guess that's cool of you. Then he straightens up. But you definitely aren't gay, bro. Didn't you have an orgy with, like, 4 girls once? Jamie stares off as he remembers it. Yeah, he sighs, smiling at the memories. That was fucking hot. Colin taps his chin. Could be your bee or pan, though. Coach blows the whistle for the start of training, so Jamie doesn't have time to unpack that with Colin any further. He makes a note to himself to add that whole new idea to his investigation. He is too quiet on the drive to Keely's apartment. What's got into you? Roy grunts. Nothing, I'm fine, he tells Roy. It will be easier to wait until they are all together to ask. He doesn't want to explain it all twice. Maybe while they are all having dinner or after, before they choose a movie to watch. Or maybe he won't bother. This recent friendship between the three of them feels too new, too fragile, like he might fuck it all up if he asks the wrong question or says the wrong thing. He half expects Keely and Roy to hook up again now that they finally talked about everything. So far, they haven't. Jamie doesn't think he would mind if they did start seeing each other again. When he thinks about them together, there's no anger or jealousy. Hasn't been for a long time. He feels other stuff when he thinks about them together, but he can't quite figure out what. It's almost a happiness, but not quite. Something more distinct. There's something else, though. Sadness, maybe. Not exactly. He wouldn't be sad if they got together, but he would be sad about being left out. Or sad might not be the right word. Fuck's sake, Dr. Sharon would know the right word, or she would at least have a few options he could choose from. Whatever it is, the idea of being outside of them, of watching them from the outside, it's nice, but it makes him a bit sad or something. You're full of shit, Roy says. You're not fine, and it's obviously not nothing. Can I talk about it when we get to Keely's? He asks. Roy nods and lets it go, which is good, but also bad because now he has locked himself into talking about something with them. Maybe that's good, though. Roy must have said something to Keely privately, because when they've all sat down with their dinner, she takes the lead. You all right, Jamie? Roy said you were quiet earlier. Jamie levels Roy with a look. Not that it has the power to do anything in the face of Roy's stone-cold stare. It's fucking true, isn't it? Roy says gruffly. Fine, yeah, it's true. Jamie sighs. You've just been wondering a week since Colin came out. You weren't in the room, Roy, so you don't know this, but while you were with Isaac, there was a bit of chatter about if Isaac might be gay, like statistics. Anyway, someone said it would make sense if there was more gay people in the room, and a bunch of the blokes looked at me. Keely gives him a sympathetic look. And that upset you? No, Jamie corrects. I weren't upset. Why would I be? If I was gay, it would be awesome. He shrugs, but his shoulders don't quite reach his ears. Just wondering, like, am I missing something? Because I've been asking around and no one will give me a good answer, so it's confusing. Keely and Roy are both staring at him like he is an alien species, but there's that extra flavor he's been seeing lately. Like he's their alien species. Jamie, Keely says, if you're gay, it means you're like only attracted to men, or pretty much only. Jamie nods. And you're attracted to women, yeah? She asks. And there isn't a right or wrong answer, Jamie. It's just, I kind of got the impression you were attracted to me when we were together. Oh, yeah, obviously. Jamie says, you're fucking fit. Keely beams. Thanks, Jamie. So then you're probably not gay. Jamie considers that. He loves women. They are incredible. It is true he is not gay, but he doesn't feel completely satisfied leaving it there. Right, yeah, he says, dutifully, despite the fact. Makes sense. Jamie, Keely says, watching him the way she does sometimes, like she's got him all figured out. It's nice to be that known. If you were interested in guys, too. Jamie shifts on the sofa, unable to look at Roy for some reason. Keely continues. There are other options besides straight or gay. Yeah, I know, Jamie says. There's like a whole spectrum. I looked it up. He keeps his eyes on Killy, his face starting to burn up because he can feel Roy's heavy gaze on him. Like I said, it was just everyone thinking I might be gay that got me all in my head. Okay, Killy says, shifting out of her deep forward lean. He can still feel Roy watching him from across the coffee table, and it is making him want to squirm. He finally looks over, and then he can't look away. Roy tilts his head, and not the way he does when he's teasing Jamie or when he's confused by Jamie. Something about it is making his face burn even hotter.
If you're questioning yourself because of what the lads think, Roy mutters, his voice softer than usual, then it's gotta be for a reason. What is it?
Jamie can't make himself shrug this time.
I don't know, really. I like women and I'm not gay, but it don't feel honest to stop there.
Roy nods and glances in Keely's direction. Jamie follows the movement to see Killy looking back. Jamie wonders, sometimes, if he might be telepathic because he knew his life was about to change when the scouts showed up at his school looking to fill a spot at the City Football Academy. Somehow, in this suspended moment of watching Roy and Killy communicate with each other through eye contact, he knows his life is about to shift again.
Roy's gaze burns into his as he asks, "So, why stop there?"
With that, Roy and Killy move from their chairs to the sofa to sit on either side of Jamie, both placing a hand on the thigh closest to them. Killy is moving his shirt aside to kiss his collarbone, his shoulder, and then there is Roy, his teeth grazing Jamie's jawbone and, oh yeah, he still got it. All that clairvoyant shit.
The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for Rockingham Burger's birthday. Happy birthday!